くて決めつけます。
Thank you.
only, and the sharing of such content constitutes the act of sin, and the fact that content of one conviction or the opinion of the crime must exceed an empty power of conscience. Scalding District Commissioner Brenda Santisa has announced the reopening of the Kisasa market today, having traders not to take the law into their own hands and move past the violence that rocked the market in March this year. The reopening of the market comes 4 months after 46-year-old businesswoman Emily from Helena Campino was killed by a mob on March 20, 2026. Following witchcraft allegations by a 25-year-old man at the market. Investigations have since seen 259 suspects arrested, with 12 charged with murder and 22 with violent crime. Speaking to Phoenix News, the news from Twitter said that the district was made for history. She confirmed that with the new market still under construction and no timeline given, including vending stations remain on reserve for some sellers, and as a part of the consolidation effort, marketeers will have contributed 75,000 kwacha to be given to the children of the late Emily Helena Kampala.